Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
What are you plugging in, Glenn?
The local off license. We're going to need it for more wine for you, yeah! I think. Podcast 42!
Yay! 42, ooh. And here we are in beautiful Ormskirk.
Doesn't sound the same as Groton.
Yay!
Where the fuck's Ormskirk?
There's no need to swear, you know, because I never swear.
It's a posh town, actually. For those who are listening around the world, don't know where it is. The best way I can describe it is between a famous city called Liverpool and a famous town called Wigan. So that's where it is on the map.
There you go. Does Wigan have a pier?
It does, yeah.
I've never seen it.
Do you know? Seriously, Wigan has a pier, and it's about 6 inches long.
Is it really?
It's like a rail ride.
So you have a Wigan pier.
I've got a triple times Wigan pier. So, but yeah, there's a real Wigan pier, but it's minute.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. So all of our overseas listeners, have you said Australia, Down Under, yep. In America,
and Canada, and everywhere?
Can't
hey?
Switch. Can't yeah. switch to yeah. accents. Okay. But yes, people listen to us from all over the world.
So and it's great.
Welcome to Ormskirk.
Just amazed. There's so many people around the world who have fuck all else to do.
To listen to. Now, also we've got look at the bakes. Look at the cakes. Yeah. Aren't they amazing?
Nice.
Gorgeous.
And the beauty of those being pre-prepared is the fact that Angela doesn't have a kitchen to ferret around in.
Sorry?
Yeah.
What was that? Sorry?
I did nothing. I was talking about you, not to you.
Well, what were you saying?
I was saying how lovely the cakes look.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We were in the dressing room beforehand. When she turned up, she actually brought with her, in a Morrison's bag, a fan. Ah, Angela! A fan. I brought my fan with me because I get hot on stage.
But it is hot and it's not plugged in and I do need it. So I'm going to have to improvise. This is the top of my cake tin.
Right, really... okay, then that's fine. You're suffering, aren't you, at the moment? Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at them there.
It's that time of life, isn't it?
They're like those two old Muppets on Muppet Show.
Hey? Well, we've got lots to get through between now and chucking out of time, haven't we? As well, I suppose we should ask the question.
How was your day?
How was your day, Glenn?
It was all right. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've got a sexy new haircut.
Oh, it doesn't look that bad.
Does anyone else think it's sexy?
Yeah. Get
your money
back.
I prefer it. I don't know about the ladies and some of the gents out there.
When between your legs.
What?
He's right.
So it's a bit shorter on top, so it doesn't flop down. I think it makes you look just a little...
Are we still talking about the hair?
You've got filthy mouth. mind, you lot.
It's Ruth and Maxine there.
Oh, I see.
Ah, yes.
So you were at the hairdresser's and they gave you a scalp and you said, this is wonderful, I love it.
Yeah,
did you give them a tip?
No.
Go, I never give tips.
Yeah, I never do.
No. I always give tips to
you're
you.
Very kind. The hairdressers, I think, no, you've done a great job, but, you know... No
yeah,
one
but
gives
your
me...
haircuts cost about 3,000
fucking
quid.
No, they bloody don't. No, they don't at all.
Every time you go hairdressing, the bank manager phones me up. Are you sure?
You're a liar.
And then, of course, we're getting ready for the big show and looking forward to seeing all these lovely are people here tonight.
Well.
Oh, that lovely person.
Yeah. And mother's had her hair done. Ooh!
Which one?
Yeah, I have not.
No, you said you went... Me and my mum write to each other the old-fashioned way with letters.
Oh, did you get my letter?
Can I just say... Oh,
yeah. It was a bit
of
a thing.
Because she's a bit of a skinflint, she sent it second fucking class. In a day of emails and first... She said second class. And still didn't put enough fucking postage on it. I went to get something else in the post office. Another £1.50 needed.
£1.50?
Really? Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
How big was the letter?
It was a tiny letter.
It just had a sweet in. It was very...
Werther's original?
No, I sent
my
mum
she
with...
sent me a Werther's and I sent you a...
Anyway...
An Aldi similar one.
We're digressing. But in the actual letter, she said, I'd been to the hairdresser and I was very, very happy because I came out looking exactly the same as I went in. She's not changed her hairdo since... she came out with one. She came out with an afro, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Agnes, how was your day?
My day, both of us together,
Can anybody understand what she's saying, by the way? Oh, you can.
Go on.
A nice day, apart from... we started to do the garden.
We were gone.
Clear up the garden after all the mess with the rain, and the wind and that.
Sorry?
And anyway...
There was a lot of clearing up to do.
We had a lot of clearing up to do, yeah. And we just sat down for 5 minutes. Five minutes.
And such a scream.
Yeah.
Look, see, shush.
Look.
It's a bee sting.
Yeah. Right there.
It really...
Are you sure that's where it is and not on your ass?
No.
Because some people say you don't know your arse from your elbow.
Oh, for God's sake, Glenn.
Fuck me, really?
Come on!
God, that's awful. Get off. Where's the hook? So you got stung in the garden.
She did.
Pardon?
The lady garden.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're talking amongst ourselves. Don't lose your hairdo.
We got it plucked out, didn't we?
Sorry?
Yeah, we pulled it out. Skinned it out. Like,
right, yeah.
Some TCP on it.
Oh, TCP.
Oh,
back in that.
The best bit was sitting down after that.
Yeah, we had a nice gin. Didn't
gin
we?
And pink gin.
Pink gin.
Oh, pink nice. Gin we had, and then we had an Indian takeaway.
Yeah.
There was a nice...
What was his name?
Oh, my God. It gets worse.
Are
we still doing shit jokes?
Absolutely.
Oh, crying out loud.
Carl, how was your day?
I thought my day was actually pretty uneventful.
Right, Yvette. How was your day?
Well, all will be explained later.
Okay.
Because when it comes to that time, you'll go, Jesus, that's what she was doing all day, crying out loud. It will make sense later.
No, it fucking won't.
Yes, it will. It will make sense. It will make lots of sense. Have you all had a drink?
No, we haven't.
You what? Oh, Christ. They are.
Right, whilst I pass the bottle across, everybody open up your cheesy balls.
Oh, yes, cheesy balls. Oh, cheesy ball. If you brought your own, and now's the time.
Have you brought your own?
Pop it in your mouth. Pop your cheesy ball in your mouth. They've all been given one cheesy ball.
One cheesy ball and one finger. There is a hubbub of excitement in the audience now, as you can probably hear.
Yeah. It's official. Right, delicious. Well, there we go. So it wasn't really... I didn't really have, apart from what I was doing, which will be made clear later.
Right. You're going to keep us in suspenders for now, aren't you?
Yeah, really. I wanted to take Watson for a little bit of a walk, so we took him for a little bit of a walk, and he does like to go to the loo in the most inappropriate places.
Have you stood in it again?
Always. Mm. And I'm always wearing my trainers, not the ones I'm wearing today, but you know when they... it's awful. It's like you're limping, trying to scrape it off on the grass.
Yeah.
It's not good, is it?
And then it's under the
tap. It's under the tap, not inside, outside. Trying to get it all out with a stick. Do you remember when you were a kid with a stick? What was a dog poo when it was white? What was all that about?
Doesn't happen anymore,
white.
Does it?
No, why
doesn't
is
happen
that?
Anymore.
I don't know.
Right. Do you know what? I think it's time to get Will out of the cupboard.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, let's get Will out, everybody.
Where are your rare guitars, everybody? We had many emails, as you can no doubt imagine. And this one is from Callum Jennings, who's from Newcastle upon Tyne. Like, can you believe it? And it says, "Hi, Glenn, Yvette." Almost Scottish, wasn't it? "Hi, Glenn, Yvette, Carl, Mary, the mothers and dogs." That's a horrible thing to call the audience, isn't it?
Oh, my God!
"I work for a property auction company, and I have to say, I've come across a fair few funny names. Unfortunately, I haven't got photos of them, as all of them are from from posts. But enjoy anyway. One person is called Mark Wankerwitch."
You're changing name. That's awful. Wankerwitch. Why would anybody go round the world saying my name's Wankerwitch?
It sounds more like an instruction, doesn't it, than a name.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's spelled W-A-N-K-O-W-I-C-Z.
Right, so Wankerwitch.
Yeah.
Wankerwitch.
That sounds quite tantalising the way you say it.
Just oh, yes, I'm feeling right sexy and horny, you Wankerwitch.
It works for me.
It just describes your mum on her own at night.
What?
There's a vision.
Just ignore and do. I know. Stop swearing.
There's Bell End Lane, by the way.
Oh, Bell End Lane.
Why would you say you live on Bell End Lane? You wouldn't, would you?
You change
your address.
Name. Change your address.
And also, I swear somebody was having me on here.
Sorry,
do you want to read that name out?
It's brilliant. You change your name. Zoe Shagger Sheep. What the hell? Zoe Shagger Sheep. Yeah. That's got to be a piss tape.
It has to be, doesn't it?
No, she's actually, I swear, someone is that's living near me.
Wow, Zoe Shagger. Can you imagine if William, our son, brought someone home and said, "This is my daughter. This is my daughter. This is Christ. This is my girlfriend. What's the surname? Shagger Sheep."
I'd fucking love it.
No, I know you would love it. A bit upsetting, wouldn't
it's
it?
It's something out of an Austin Powers film, isn't it?
Isn't it, yeah.
What's your name, darling? Shagger Sheep. Don't be name. Anyway, thank you, Callum, in Newcastle upon Tyne for that message. Much appreciated. Another one here from Emily Nicholson. It says, "Hi, everyone. I hope you're all doing okay. I wanted to write and share some of my good news with you. I've just received my A-level results, and I'm pleased to say I've been offered a place at Sheffield University." Give her a round of "I'm going to study the biosciences, a huge dream of mine."
Well, that was a dream of mine and all.
Oh, yeah, we all want to grow up to be bioscientists, so yes. I really wanted to share my news with you guys because you've been such a big part of my A-level journey, and I don't think I would have been able to achieve it if it wasn't for the podcast. I can't imagine, if you're studying and you're revising and you're trying to work hard and concentrating, surely this podcast is the last thing that you need to be listening to.
Stress-free escape, as she says. That's what it was.
Emily, you're right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Right, hi to Hayley Wheeler in Guildford. That's your hometown.
Yeah. My hometown. Anyone who is from Guildford is a great human being. That's what I'm saying.
"As of the 17th of August, I have 10 days left of my university degree before I become a fully qualified midwife.
Oh.
I've just found out I passed my dissertation with more marks than I ever imagined. I passed the exam that a day after coming out of hospital on the 9th. I delivered my 40th baby, which is the number of deliveries required for qualification. I hope all you have a truly wonderful evening, and maybe I'll be able to attend a future live podcast as well." So well done, Hayley Wheeler in Guildford. Give her a round of applause.
Birthing stories. I don't know if any other ladies out there, I don't know if we've discussed this.
Go on.
But when I was giving birth to Mary, it was very embarrassing because...
Did her ears get stuck?
That's a bit mean, that is, isn't it? It was really embarrassing because I had really bad wind. Not after or anything. Sorry?
Queefing.
No, there was no queefs. It was just proper, full-on farting. Mother was there?
Eh?
Don't you?
You must have knocked her out.
Wake up, Christ! Don't you remember?
No.
You don't remember it?
You remember me? Is that Mary?
No, I don't.
Mary
Grandma
remember.
Doesn't remember the day you were born.
I don't remember the party.
As opposed to your dad, who just doesn't give a fuck.
You remember the farting, though, don't you?
Oh, I remember it.
It was very embarrassing because every time the midwife went down there just to check on, you know, how many centimetres dilated you were.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God, it was awful. There was no controlling and nothing. And I know there's lots of ladies out there and I think you're all liars if you don't admit it, but that does happen when you're giving birth, does it not?
No.
How many ladies out there have given birth? Just put
in
your hands up.
Did
it hurt like a fart?
Yeah.
Did you fart?
Yeah.
There, you see! Yay! For giving birth in farting.
Any men out there, were you there present when your other half was giving birth?
No.
Did them farting not make you laugh?
Yes.
Yeah, did they not?
How would you know? You weren't there. Jake Holt's been in touch. Hello, everybody. My name is Jake, and I am a relatively new cheesy baller. My beautiful girlfriend introduced me to this fine podcast, and I've been hooked from episode one. In fact, we are both binge-listening to every single episode, up to and including the most recent. I have to say, my favourite features are the You Change Your Name segment, and sometimes even the occasional shit jokes.
No, for Christ's sake. It's not even funny, Glenn.
Anyway, I have to say, my favourite features are those, and also, The Adventures of Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll. Yes. Anyway, you may or not remember, all the way back in episode 10, that was another live podcast, that was.
Was it? Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Was that our first one?
It was our first one. In Liverpool. You got an email from a person called Julie saying her name was, in fact, Rhea. It was Rhea who sent you the email, and it turns out she's the love of my life and has been for 7.5 years.
Aww.
I'm telling you this as we both would be eternally grateful if you could give us a call during your next recording. We would have loved to come to the live show, however, other commitments got in the way. Shall we give them a ring?
Yeah.
Because I think if he just goes to answer phone, they can't, you know, if they go on about, it was really great, we're sorry we can't be there, here's our number, and we ring them, and they don't even bloody answer. I think that's going to be quite entertaining, to be honest. Right.
All
right, here we go.
Right. Oh, are they in?
If it answers, what's everybody cheer.
What's the name, Jake?
Jake.
Ring, isn't it? God,
it's speeding up.
Yeah, it's speeding we're there.
Gone out on a Saturday night.
Do we think? No, I don't think they're going to answer.
Let's think of it.
Welcome to Gift Gab's voicemail. The person you're calling.
Let's leave a message.
Please leave your message after the tone. You can re-record your message by pressing hash at any time.
Jake. It's
Jake.
The Anytime Podcast Show, the show you proclaim to love so much that you...
You're not even fucking here, you bastard! For fuck's sake!
Oh,
I
can't
swear I'm a children's author, you know.
Oh, well, Jake, we were going to have a lovely chat with you. But...
Yeah, well, fuck off! Put the phone down! Hey!
Thanks for writing in, Jake.
I don't know what came over me there. It was a bit possessed.
There's many things come over you.
I know. Shut up.
Sorry. Sarah Raymond's been in touch. I just want to drop you a line and say a big thank you. We know this podcast offers healing to people recovering from illnesses and things. Complications from my operations and other health issues has led me to be mainly bedridden. So housebound for 4 years now. Over the last month, I've been catching up with your podcast. My son went to uni last September, so I've been mostly lonely, but no more thanks to the show. Our house has had a cheesy ball fest for years, so I love to shout, don't forget your cheesy balls. You love cheesy balls, to my son in Asda. And why do we have children? The answer is, of course, to embarrass them, as Mary would probably tell
Mary.
You as well.
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch from all those toddler tantrums, she goes on to say.
Have you dressed up in any furry outfits lately, Mary? Yeah, you ripped my vagina.
Sarah says it's like having a bunch of...
I did some damage conceiving.
Shut up!
Sarah says it's like having a bunch of fist of friends in my bed with me when I can't drink. Thank you, Sarah. Anyway, get well soon. It's the
thank you, Sarah. Get well soon. Mary's just...
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, I've got an email here from Sandra Fricker.
Oh, Sandra Fricker!
Sandra Fricker!
Santa Frigga, 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 Frigga! Santa Frigga! Santa Frigga! Santa Frigga, 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 Frigga!
She says, hi, everyone. I wish I could come to join you all, but I've now got married.
Ooh. Is she not a fricker anymore?
No. I'm no longer a fricker.
That's what it says.
You can't make a song out of Mason. Well, fuck her off. Fuck her off. I can get rid of her. Fucking, you're gone. Fucking.
No, no, yeah, it's right. You just...
Right. That's it. She's not on anymore. She's changed her name.
I know she's changed her name, but I'd love to try making a chance out of a Wanker Witch.
What did you just say then?
I don't know.
Her surname is Mason. You can't. That's just
no,
a normal name.
No, no. We can't sing Sandra Fricker anymore.
No, I know.
Sandra. What? Sandra Fricker.
What?
Oh! Like
Sandra
it.
Fricker.
Sandra
like
Fricker. Oh. No, that's mean.
You just sold up and you said fuck her off.
Yeah, you ripped the email from the running
I
order.
I know, but she knows I don't mean it really.
She's that's what makes it funny.
She's only serious. Right, we've got an email, Angela.
Oh.
Oh.
For the first time in a long time from Cosmic Cyril.
Oh, gosh.
What do you normally do when we get emails from Cosmic Cyril? This is how long it's been. Sound effect, she really does it.
It does.
Cosmic Cyril says, well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs, except I'm in a caravan and I don't have any. The dead wife has finally decided to get back in touch with Eric, my psychic pigeon, and give another round of predictions. The poor love had to move freezers again after a severe power cut. Sadly, she's gone from a chest freezer to a fridge freezer, the kind with four drawers in. Bit of a squeeze, and I was worried at one point that I'd have to defrost an Arctic roll I was saving for Christmas. But she fitted in amongst the ice pops and the San Marco Hawaiian pizzas ever so nicely. So after a long period of time, here are her predictions for us all.
Ooh.
Yvette, beware the curse of author's weeping vag. As...
Hear that then?
What's happening out there?
It was a flipping police siren.
Oh, do you think there's a chase going in on Ormskirk or something?
Could be, go on.
Anyway, beware the curse of author's weeping vag, a serious infection that can kill the muse of the talented novel writer while causing them to retreat into reclusiveness, watching cheap, trashy and badly acted American TV musicals. Agatha Christie had much the same problem until she wrote The Moving Finger. Where the moving finger went, we'll never know, but one can hope it was straight into a jar of Caniston. Should you get a call from a rather raspy-sounding woman pretending she's from your GP surgery asking for a stool sample,
yes,
then do not oblige her.
Okay.
It's really a dodgy bloke from Market Weighton who has a stall on Skirlington Market selling gift-wrapped celebrity turds.
Oh!
You don't want to find your ablutions on eBay or appearing with Fiona Bruce on Fake or Fortune. Lucky 70s Biscuit, a Roundtree's Montego.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember. Roundtree's Montego. Lucky 70s shampoo, woodley green apple.
Kind of. Mother used.
Yeah, Angela might know that one. And for me, do you want to read mine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
glasses on.
Glasses on.
You ready? Ooh. I think I knew you there, Mary. Hello.
Cards. Hang on. Those glasses, did you get them out of a Christmas cracker?
Shut up.
They look like the toy thing.
Shut your mouth.
Just say it.
Thank you. I'm wearing... Just for the... No, thank you, darling. I've got to have these.
They're shit.
They're not shit. I got these...
She got them out of a Christmas cracker.
I did not get them from a Christmas cracker. I actually got them from an antique store. They were £15.
You were selling Christmas crackers.
No, they weren't. Anyway, what was I saying?
You were reading that.
Oh, yeah. What, Glenn?
Yes, hello?
While the dead... What I was saying was for those people listening, I'm holding up some sort of...
Theatre glasses.
Theatre glasses, and I collect them.
Yes.
Don't look interested, Glenn. Okay, Glenn, your prediction. While the dead wife sees you tinkering around with old electronics, remember the warning in the famous song, Video Killed the Radio Star. So ditch that old Ferguson video recorder you bought from the car boot, as it's likely to give you one hell of an electric shock. Alternatively, you could give it to Reg Corker as an unwanted gift. I'm sure he'll appreciate your generosity. The dead wife certainly will. Lucky 80s boy toy is a big track.
Oh, I love the big track.
What is that?
It's a... Never mind.
Lucky 80s electronic game... Simon.
I remember Simon.
Did we have Simon?
We did.
Did we?
Who
did
else had a that? Simon?
Yes. Did we buy that for my brother or me?
For you.
Oh. Okay.
It was second hand.
Okay.
For a jumble sale.
Did it actually work?
It did actually.
Yes. Carl. Your avenue has certainly opened up lately with the directing of music videos and promoting a band through the medium of film. It's possible that Skipsy's own thrash punk band, Devil's Clitoris, will be approaching you to make a film about their rise from amateur garage band to what they are now. Utter shite. Given unrestricted access to the band's touring life, you'll document their ardent fan base run by Sheena, who guts chickens simply for the job satisfaction, and Cheryl, their stylist, who is visually impaired and enjoys dogging. Watch out for the sex groupies, which include Scabies Dave and Ringworm Tracy.
Nice!
That's a documentary we'd all love to see.
Yeah.
Your lucky 70s clothing, Carl, is a tank top. And your lucky 70s aftershave is Yardley Black Label.
Ooh,
do you know...
Yes.
I used to design the packaging for Yardley. How fucking stupid is that?
Did you?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, it's always shit.
Did you get any free products, though, out of it?
Loads of it. We used to have perfume wars on a Friday afternoon.
Perfume wars?
Yeah. In the office, you just used to get all the samples we had and just spray the fuck out of each other.
There's even a prediction here for Mary. Says the dead wife has looked long and hard into your aura. And she's got control of the audience with those cards. And she sees you with ambition and purpose, Mary. You will shortly come to a junction in your life, and the decision of which way to turn may not be entirely yours. Should you follow the path of stardom and television fame, like your mother, or should you lead a risky, more dangerous path, which is strewn with old Envercream sherry bottles, tenor pants, Lily of the Valley perfume, hemorrhoid preparations, Sterident tablets, support tights, skiddy nighties, and corn plasters, or in short, more like your gran.
Yeah!
A difficult choice, Mary, so choose wisely before it's done for you. Your lucky 60s TV show is Daktari.
What's that?
You've never heard of Daktari? Clarence the Lion?
No.
The cross-eyed lion?
I don't even know. It sounds like a space thing.
It does, doesn't it?
No, it's done in Africa, and it was about wildlife and stuff. It was absolutely brilliant. Daktari. Oh, Daktari.
How does it go?
I have no idea. That wasn't that. That was me having a part seizure.
Okay. Lucky footwear, Pizza Sorry. Wellingtons.
Sorry. This is very upsetting to me. Everybody else has got their drink.
It's me.
What's that? Yvette didn't see her glass of wine was concealed behind the microphone.
I apologise.
That was a full old glass, that, as well.
It is. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. Carry on.
Chin, chin.
Chin, chin.
Down the hatch. Angela and Agnes.
Ooh, I saw.
Have either of you ever been rimmed by an Alsatian? Do you know what? That's the kind of sentence I never expected I'd ever read out in my life.
He can't hear you.
You can't hear me. It's funny you can hear us when the bar was opening, isn't it?
Yeah!
Right. Have either of you... I'm going to have to say it twice now. Have either of you ever been rimmed by an Alsatian?
Ridden by one.
Rimmed.
Rimmed. Oh, rimmed. Back to that. Oh, no. No.
Right. No. No. I kind of figured that would be the answer.
We've been licked, but we have not been...
What?
We've not been rimmed.
She just said we've been licked but not rimmed.
By an Alsatian?
By an Alsatian? Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, was he licked?
Licked.
Oh, licked. Right, yes.
On the face or the hands or
God,
something.
God, we've got filthy, filthy minds.
Alsatian?
We really have.
I was with you.
You were an dirty, dirty man.
Terrible.
No, we did.
Right, okay.
Flash.
Sorry?
Just saying, we had an Alsatian called Flash, that's all I said.
Flash. Okay.
Yeah. Flash by name? Anyway, so you haven't. Well, anyway, Cosmic Cyril says, well, it could be on the cards if Channel 4 commissions the joining of two existing shows, Naked Attraction and awful. Pets Do the Weirdest Things.
Oh, yes.
An offer for the pair of you to host the show could be dropping on your doormats anytime soon, with Angela taking on the role of a Barbara Woodhouse slash Cynthia Payne type character, dragging men around on a lead and making them beg for her titbits. And Agnes's obsession with getting her kit off in public and flashing her growler. The show is bound to be a smash. Surely offers for Panto are certain to follow. Who'd pay to watch that?
Yes!
Oh, Channel 4 could be onto something. Lucky clothing item, elasticated waist skirt with built-in quilted knickers and seepage drain.
Seepage! Oh, what a great word! Seepage drain.
And lucky embrocation. Tincture of Arnica.
What?
Don't even know what that means. Oh, until next time, Cosmic Cyril.
Yeah!
Seepage. It's a good word.
It is a great word.
It's now time for...
Shin jokes. Two drivers round the bend. Shin jokes. They can't be worse than Glenn's.
Turns out they are worse than mine because they're everybody else's.
I hate them. They're so shit.
That's the point.
No, I know, but we keep having to do this bloody thing, and everybody likes it because I hate it.
It's a bit like our sex life.
I'm very confused.
So am I.
Andrew Hayward writes in, says, hi, Lady Yvette and Sir Glenneth. I had to send you these shit jokes, not because I wanted to, but because Reg Corker made me. He said to make him look like a real psychotic, I had to make you look really shit. He said if I didn't, then he'd send white sperm my way. I just couldn't relish the thought. So please forgive me, Yvette. I was forced to send these shit jokes.
Yeah,
Glenn will love them, though.
Yes.
The first one, Chris Eubank has just written a book about ethics. He says, if it's a success, his next one will be about Kent. That's brilliant.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's a good one.
Why are you laughing? It's shite.
I don't get that.
Fucking awful.
Like it, sir.
Segment on this podcast is shit.
Yeah.
Gutted the wife has left me. She took the Skybox and all my Bob Marley records. No woman, no sky. Andrew says, I met a girl with 12 nipples today. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
They're all laughing. Why are they laughing?
Oh, my God. Are you laughing, Mother?
No, because we can't hear him.
Oh, God.
Probably just as well.
Good job, actually. It's
if
really
you
bad.
See someone doing a crossword today, lean over them and say, 7-Up is lemonade.
Even you thought that was
that
shit.
That was awful. Come on.
Just remember, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reading someone else's jokes.
You love it. Look
Lawrence
at
Walden, who I think is probably in the audience.
Yay!
Where is Lawrence?
Do you want me to read your jokes out, or are you going to take the credit and do it yourself?
Come on, Lawrence.
If you're here for the yodeling lesson, please form an orderly, 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 orderly queue.
That's a good one.
Accidentally dropped my autobiography into the shredder. My life's in tatters. Last one. A German midget jumped into the river yesterday to save my precious little dog who was drowning. After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, here is the dog. Keep him warm, dry him up, and he will be fine. I said to him, are you a little vet? He replied, a little vet? I'm fucking soaked.
Lawrence.
Our mothers, they don't know the ways of this world today. And Mary does because she's a slut. Mary's our daughter, me and Carl. So basically she gives them a word each time we do a podcast and they have to try and guess what that meaning is. So, Mary, do you want to come up here? Now then, listen carefully, mothers. Lean in, Mary. Today's podcast word is jammed.
Jam?
Being jammed.
Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Being jammed.
Yeah.
been jammed, aren't you? Just like that, jammed in that there, like that, jammed.
Is that correct, Mary?
No.
Can you give them a clue? Is it something sexual or...?
It is something to do with your bottom parts.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah. We'll try not to say
Come on, think,
that.
Think, ladies.
Jammed. With your bottom parts. It's more than one then, isn't it?
No, it's only one.
Don't give them any more.
Oh, sorry. Hmm.
Well, what do you think? Rubbing against... I don't know. Parts.
Cheeks.
Is it to do with your cheeks?
Your cheek, your bum cheek?
Yeah, your bum cheek.
Look, don't look like that. You look like this. You look like something from Star Trek. What's going on? Christ, with your eyebrows. You look like a Vulcan. God almighty.
Is it something to do with your cheeks? Jammed. Sexual.
Something sexual.
Something sexual jammed between your cheeks.
Jammed between your cheeks, sexual.
Something's jammed between your cheeks.
You're almost there.
Well, what is jammed between the cheeks?
Well, I suppose it could be male or female. I suppose.
Well, yeah.
Parts of...
Agnes, can you give us a couple of sentences? Go on, what do you think?
She can't hear you. Look at me.
What do you think jamming means?
What do you mean? You tell me.
Just said what we've said.
What do you think jamming means?
Armageddon!
Shut up!
Hamster!
What? A hamster. A hamster between the cheeks. He said hamster, didn't he?
Armageddon!
Yeah.
Armageddon!
Really? That's it?
No.
Oh.
Jamming. Come on, use your imagination.
I'm imagining a pot of jam stuck between your cheeks.
A pot of jam?
That's what I can imagine. So what is it?
Any advances on that?
Jam between your cheeks.
Agnes, come on, stop looking at me like a Vulcan.
Just say what's on your mind.
Like a Vulcan.
It's rude, I don't like seeing things.
Just
rude.
Say it, rude.
Just say it.
Is your penis stuck somewhere between you?
Is your penis stuck between someone's...
After dipping it in jam. Yeah.
Okay, Mary, you can tell everything.
No, I don't know, give up.
Being jammed is when you're on the toilet and you're having a number two.
Oh, God.
And basically, you are trying to summon the energy to let one rip to force it out.
So constipation.
Constipation. I think the actual definition is the screams of a turd when you are taking a number two. So that is jammed.
Okay, you are jammed.
Jammed. I'm disappointed. I wanted that to be sexual.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised.
I don't want to have the shit to be sexual.
Yes, but how many of us next time we're constipated will say, "Oh, I feel right jammed." You look at you laughing. You're going to do that, aren't you, next time?
It usually is something rude, though. That was
I know. What with you and your balloon that you have? Do you want to sort that out every once a month?
Funny how they both thought it was something rude. You two are filthy.
No, they did, didn't they? Don't know where you get it from. You see, there you go. So there you go.
Word to your mothers. There we go. That's today's word on today's podcast.
Wow.
Right. Thank God.
We're now, earlier when I was asking you, Yvette, how was your day, you said you were preparing for something you're going to do for tonight.
Yes.
And it's a little
Shall I take it from here?
I think you should.
I need the hand mic. Oh, somebody needs the hand mic.
There you go, Carl. Give that to Carl.
Right, okay. So, basically, I don't know if anybody you saw that I did a little guest spot on Lorraine TV. Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
Yes. So I was... Thank you, Mother. So I was on Lorraine, and at that point, I was talking about lady magnets. Now, even Lorraine didn't know what they were. I'm like... For God's sake, Lorraine, for God's sake, you must know what that is. So apparently, when a woman hits the menopause, there are all sorts of things you can take, lotions and potions, but one of the things you can buy are some magnets that you put into your pants.
What are they meant to do?
They're meant to stop your hot flushes.
Oh.
Right? So anyway, I looked online and I thought, well, I'm gonna give this a go. I'm gonna give these lady magnets a go. 50 quid? I thought, feck off. I'm not bloody spending 50 quid on that bloody magnet that's just painted purple.
Should be free.
It should be free. It should be free, you're right. Oh. So anyway, I decided to take one for the team, ladies. Yes. And I decided to go DIY. Oh, yes.
Not in a sexual way, you dirty bastard.
Yeah. So I went DIY. I went to a charity shop and I got my own lady magnet. I've inserted...
Second
hand. Yes. I've inserted it for this evening. That's why I'm sitting very funnily. Funnily? Is that right?
Funnily.
Yeah, funnily. And now we are about to do a little competition, kind of, where it's called stick or non-stick. In my vagina is a magnet, a lady magnet for the menopause. And so here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play stick or non-stick. And we've got a different array of household implements. And we're going to see if they will stick or not stick to Yvette's vajayjay. Carl, I think we should start light. There's a sink plug somewhere. Should we go with the sink plug?
Sink plug.
So, audience, I'll be asking you, sink plug, is it going to stick or not stick? Anybody?
Not stick!
Shout stick.
Non-stick wins.
Okay, here we go.
That's a non-stick, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised.
Maybe it's just shit metal.
Yeah, might be the wrong kind of metal. Okay, so the next item.
A chicken tikka.
I hope that's sealed properly.
We don't want any seepage.
The chicken tikka, for the benefit of our listeners, is inside a foil tin with a cardboard lid.
So, if you think it's going to be stick, shout stick.
Stick!
Non-stick?
Non-stick!
Non-stick, yes, sir. Non-stick, it was.
Right, I'm going to have to try the spatula.
Spatula time.
Now, stick.
Stick!
Non-stick?
The house says stick.
Stick.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I bet you none of you expected to see that tonight, did you?
Oh, yeah.
The spatula has stuck to Yvette's vajayjay. And Carl had great difficulty in getting it off again. What's the next item? A cat toy in the shape of a fish.
A pussy cat.
I see what you did there.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you laughed at his fucking jokes. And at
they weren't my jokes, they were somebody else's. Right, go on.
Okay, who do you think is it? Stick.
Stick.
Fuck. Non-stick.
Non-stick.
Mothers.
What is it?
It's just a little...
A fish?
It's just a little fish.
Non-stick.
Non-stick. No, Agnes, non-stick. Have a little feel. Have a feel of a fish.
Non-stick.
I say stick.
Stick.
Oh, yeah. She got stick. It's just gone to its natural home.
The fish sticks.
A little baby frying pan. Well, it's for an egg. No, so, stick.
Stick.
Non-stick.
Non-stick.
I think the house says stick mainly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I think we found another Channel 4 TV show here, haven't we?
No, this would actually have viewers.
Ooh. What?
Oh, right.
Oh,
a grater. Stick or non-stick, Mum?
Oh, stick.
Stick or non-stick, second, Mum?
Non-stick.
Non-stick?
I'm going to say that's going to stick, isn't it?
Non-stick?
Non-stick!
Stick.
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 Oh, what about door knocker?
Is that the last one?
Stick. Sorry, I got enjoyed. Stick.
Stick.
Non-stick.
Non-stick.
Not sticking.
I think there's some cutlery there as well.
Oh, we got some cutlery here.
Oh, yes.
$10,000 through a job lot of cutlery into Yvette's nether regions, and they've all stuck to her dungarees. Have you got all those off? No, oh, it's going to be messy.
Oh my god!
Do you know what? I don't think that is impressive at all.
What?
Oh!
No.
Yes.
No. It, no. Yeah. No, ladies and gentlemen. Oh no, it isn't. I brought something from home.
Oh yeah.
Who reckons a toaster? It's going to stick or not stick. Carl, I'll pass it over to you. Plug it in.
Oh, be careful.
Well, let's see if it sticks first.
No, let's plug it in first.
Oh, you want it plugged in?
Plug it in. We've got lots of belt there.
Oh, you might get electrocuted.
Oh, here we go.
I know my fanny's hot, but that's ridiculous.
Oh,
there's a fan. Try the fan. No, but the fan might stick.
Hang on. Just literally, do not let health and safety know we're fucking doing this.
Let's see if it sticks first.
Okay.
Right, can you hold on to this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, do you think it's going to stick?
No!
Oh, 50-50, Carl.
Stick? Yes!
Non-stick.
Non-stick.
Oh, I was a bit 50-50.
50-50, definitely.
I'm a bit scared. Oh, yes, be careful. It's plugged in. Oh, it's sticky.
Give it.
Ooh. It's too heavy. But it wants to stick.
Yeah.
Why are you going the other way? It wants to.
It's
plugged in. Is it plugged in?
Oh, come on.
Right. It does do it.
Carl is really
doing it
as
does.
Much.
It does do it.
Yes, it is sticking.
It is sticking, but gravity is taking control.
Oh, this is so
oh my God, it's...
Come on, we can do this.
Too heavy.
Too heavy. Oh, my God. What the hell?
I just want a toaster hanging out of my wife's vagina. Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not happening.
It wanted to.
No! I brought some bread. Anybody want any toast? Do you enjoy that? I think it's time we played a game that we can get some audience involved. What do you think?
Yes.
I think it's time for...
Much better than the ones we had at the last podcast. Oh dear, now we're going to have a game of Play Your Cards Right for a cash prize, ladies and gentlemen, of £100! Yay! I'm going to come amongst you.
Oh, how exciting!
There we are. You put your hands up first, so you come with me. Give me a round of applause. What's your name, darling?
Julia.
Correct. Right, and we need another contestant. Let's go a bit further back. We'll have you. Thank you very much. Give him a round of applause. House lights are on. It's the boys versus the girls on Play Your Cards Right, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name?
Joe.
As Julia, you were the first one. We're going to give you the first question. And then all you need to do, Carl, is say if the answer of the survey was higher or lower than what Julia said. Are we all following this, ladies and gentlemen? No, Chris. Right. We asked 100 shop assistants, do you believe the customer is always right? How many shop assistants said yes? 24, you say. Carl, are you saying higher or lower than 24? Slightly higher, slightly lower. You're saying higher. The actual number of shop assistants who said yes, the customer is always right, is... 1999, that's a good price. But you were wrong to go higher, Carl, which means Julia has control of the game, and with us all of the turn of the corner. Aces are high in this game, by the way, and the first card is a jack! Woo! Oh, do you want a stick or do you change it or do you carry on? Higher or lower than a jack? Lower than a jack. Lower, it's a... Oh, it's a king! Oh, which that means, Carl, you get a turn of the card as well, so we can move on to your row, and you start with a king! Ooh, higher or lower than a king? You're going to go lower. Is it right? Lower or lower? Lower than a king? Oh, it's another king! You don't get nothing for a pair. Marvellous. Right, so I'll tell you what, I'm going to take those cards away and we'll put another couple in their place and we'll try again, all right? We'll give you another control question and fingers crossed we'll get somebody £100 better off, which is marvellous. Right, your next question, Carl, to you. We asked 100 puppeteers. Have you got your hand up anything at the moment? How many puppeteers said yes? I do have my hand up something at the moment. Ten, you say? Yes. He's going 10. Julia, is it lower or higher than 10? Yes. You're going for higher. Well, yes. What do you think she should go higher?
Yes!
All
yes.
Right. The actual number of puppeteers who said, yes, I do have my hand up something at the moment is... 2.
Oh.
Punch and Judy. There we go. So, Carl, you've got control of the board. So, we will start you on a 10. It's a good card. It's quite high. How are we lower than a 10?
Lower!
The audience shout says, up to you, Carl. He's turning to the audience for help. He's got for 10. Low. It's a 2. Oh! Higher or lower than a 2? Higher. Higher than a 2. It's a queen. Woo! It's a good card. Higher or lower than a queen, ladies and gentlemen. Lower. Lower than a queen. For the turn of a card, it's a 10. Higher. Stick if you want, if you're not too happy, it's up to you. You're going to stick. Oh, he's going to freeze. He's going to freeze. Right. So it's another question then in that case, because he's taking control and he's freezing. We asked 100 tennis umpires, was the ball in or out? How many said in? Julia.
69.
69, you say? That's interesting. Higher or lower?
What's the question?
The question was, pay attention, my love. There's money at stake. We asked 100 tennis umpires, was the ball in or out? How many said in? Higher or lower than 69?
All of them, 100.
You said 100. The actual number of umpires who said, yes, the ball was in was... 15, love. So you were wrong to go higher, which means Julia's got control of the board now. She's got a 6. It's a middling card. Middling card. You can change it. You can change it. It's your first card. You want to change it? It's up to you. What should she do?
Change it.
What should she do?
Change it.
You can change it. You want to change it? Okay, we'll change it for something else. It's an ace. This ace is high. And lower than an ace. It's a 3. Higher or lower than a 3. It's a 2. Oh! Which means we're back to you now. You're stuck with the 10, Carl. Is higher or lower than the...
Lower.
Or you can change it.
Toaster.
Yeah, you can change that one.
Change
it.
Lower.
Change it all higher or lower. Julia's just said, hurry up, Carl, I need a wee. Change it. Okay. Let's see what it is. It's an ace. Ace is high. Higher or lower than an ace. Lower than an ace. It's a 4. You're a winner of £100. Give him a round of applause. Well, then, thank you very much indeed, buddy. Whistles out. There's your cash prize. Can we have an ooh from the audience? Julia, I know you need a wee, but as a runner-up, we've got a second game for you to get involved with for a chance to win £20. So we need another volunteer from the audience to play our other game, which is representing as we play that age-old game that we've been loving on the podcast. It's called British All Dead, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Who's going to play British All Dead for us? We need somebody with their hands up there. Let's have you there in the middle. There's you. Come on up. Thank you very much. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah!
Here we go.
British All Dead. British All Dead. British All Dead. British All Dead.
British or dead?
British or dead? British or dead? British or dead? British or dead? British or dead? British or dead? British or dead? British or dead?
What are you saying?
Same in Magnus, stuck to his
eye. He's stuck to one of her piercings.
Right, so normally...
I don't have piercings!
She said unconvincingly.
Just cook her lids.
How do we get your name, by the way? What's your name?
Kate.
Okay. Right, we're going to play... No, this time, we normally have Carl and Yvette versus the Mothers and Mary, but this is the live show that you're representing. Team Yvette and Carl, this particular show. And Kate, you're representing the Mothers and Mary, who are trailing, by the way, about 3-1. And we're going to put a timer on. Kate, you'll have 30 seconds to tell me the answers to these... people, you've got to tell us whether they are British, living, or dead. The audience can shout out if they think they know the answers as well to help you along. And we play now. Composer Nicola Antonio Porpora.
Dead.
Oh,
dead.
Adventurer Davy Crockett.
Dead. Alive.
Actor Sean Penn.
Alive.
Singer Claire Richards.
Alive.
British.
Oh, yeah, British.
Wrestler Paige.
Alive.
Living, okay. Right, let's see. Well, we get to the scores in a minute, actually. We'll move on to team number two, representing the Mothers and Mary. So back to you, Julia. Come on over a bit closer, actually, then we can start your timer. And your time starts now. General Louis Charles Antoine Dassault. Okay. Actor Robert De Niro.
Alive.
Actress Helen McCrory.
Alive.
Actor Marcus Patrick.
Alive. British.
Wrestler Ran Yu Yu.
Alive.
Alive. Okay, let's see how you did there.
Yes!
All right, here we go. So, composer Nicola Antonio Porpora, you said was dead, Kate, is the correct answer. You've got a point. Adventurer Davy Crockett, you said was...
dead.
Dead is the correct answer. Actor Sean Penn, you said was alive slash living. Well done, 3 points. Singer Claire Richards, you changed to British. We'll give you that. Yeah, some steps, correct.
Well,
4. Wrestler Paige, you said was dead. She's British. So 4 out of 5 representing the Mothers and Mary. Team Yvette and Carl.
Yeah, come on.
General Louis Charles Antoine Dassault, you said dead. Actor Robert De Niro, living, correct. Actress Helen McCrory, you said was...
alive.
It's British, so you were wrong. Actor Marcus Patrick, you said British, correct. And wrestler Ran Yu Yu, you said...
definitely said alive then.
I definitely said alive. Okay, that's good. You've got 4 out of 5. It's a tie break.
Oh, no! No!
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Come on, Jules.
Right, shout out. British, living or dead to this one person, either of you. Singer, Lena Marlin.
Dead.
Dead or alive?
Dead.
You're right, Kate. You win it for the Mothers and Mary. Give her a round of applause. A crisp £20 note is yours. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're standing here for a cuddle and a special tickle. I'm sorry, you... you didn't win £100 and you didn't win the 20 in the runner-up game, but I'm so sorry. But have you had a nice night? Your children won't be ashamed. Just don't tell them. Just don't tell them what happened tonight. Okay, keep it a big secret. Give us a kiss. You can have a wee now. Give me a round of applause.
Yeah.
There we go. Richard's your dad there, ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's time for Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll play. Now, underneath your seats, have a little feel. Look at them all there. I wish I had a camera.
Jenny, it was feel under your seats, not feel yourself.
OK, if you have an envelope, come out to the front.
Fantastic. We've got everybody. Give them a round of applause.
Each of you has got a part to play. So, let's find out. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, hello, gorgeous. Sarah. Hi, Sarah. So, what part have you got to play?
I'm Buffy the X, Billy Smart, circus clown.
Right, OK. So, you've got to be quite energetic. Imagine an ex-circus clown from Billy Smart Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So yeah.
You think you've got that? You've got that, yeah. What are you doing then?
I'm a sound person.
You're the sound person.
Okay.
Hey, what, is she from Manchester? Are you a
sound
low?
Sound person. Okay, hold on to your envelope.
Right.
Sound person number 5.
There you go. You've got your...
So you're very important.
I know. That's so bad.
You will be stationed behind this table.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, right? So, there's a cacophony. Look.
I can't see. I've got glasses.
Yes. Listen, what do you mean? Right, there's a shoe in a litter tray. There's a bottle and there's some...
Cowbells.
All right, there's all sorts of sounds here.
Yeah, so
you need to read your script. Do you want to borrow my glasses?
Yeah.
Okay. You borrow the glasses.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Follow the script and at the right time...
Yeah, cool.
Right?
Do the right sound effects.
Do the right sound effects.
Okay.
Perfect. What's your name?
Julie.
And?
Ruth.
Ruth. Okay, and you're... you're the vicar with a speech impediment.
Speech impediment. Speech.
Speech impediment?
Yeah.
Okay.
A speech impediment.
Impediment.
Yes. Okay.
Right. And, oh, hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Right. And what's your... Oh, okay.
Hello.
What's your line?
Oh, I don't know. It says one line on the last page. Must shout it out.
Okay, so, right. Okay, you have one line on the last page and you have to shout it out. And what's your name?
No, it's Richard.
It's Richard who wrote all the lovely jingles for our show. And what's your name?
Karen.
Karen, and what's your character?
Clarissa, Miss Tarpley's sister.
Yeah.
She's Indian. I've got no chance. I've got to try and do the accent.
If not,
any accent will do.
So can you do an Indian accent?
No.
Oh. Can you do any accent?
I might be able to do a Scottish one.
Try a Scottish one. Okay, it's going to go great.
French one.
Do a French one.
Do a French one.
Oui.
Okay. It's going to be a good play.
And Dr. Driscoll.
Last time on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll, we witnessed a very strange and quite perplexing scene as Dr. Driscoll proposed marriage to his crime-fighting partner, Miss Tarpley. Bizarrely enough, our dastardly duo are about to do it. They're about to get hitched, tie the knot, spliced, cream-crackered more like. We join the soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. Driscoll on their wedding day in the cold, creepy, and somewhat windy church. Dr. Driscoll's best man, Bofty, the ex-Billy Smart circus clown, is giving Dr. Driscoll a last-minute comforting pep talk.
You're not nervous, are you, mate? Don't be nervous. It's not like you're about to marry an old, rotund granny with a moustache to rival Magnum P.I.'s, is it? I saw her knickers drying on the washing line this morning, and all I can say is practice holding your breath. Hey, don't look sad. Why are you shaking? Look, I'm here to cheer you up. Pull that. Go on, pull it out. Now, pull my finger. Go on, pull it out.
Listen to those bells! Oh, I do love a good campanology session. All of it. As I said, I do love the sound of bells on a wedding day. And to have my beautiful sister with me. Oh, Clarissa! I can't wait to get Dr. Driscoll alone! And rubber gloveless. Rubber gloveless.
I cannot believe you are about to marry that grey-skinned, bald, butt-faced excuse for a mad scientist. He smells funny too. It reminds me of embalming fluid all oat space. I cannot decide which.
Now, Clarissa. Once you get past the rubber gloves and the strong aroma, I think you will grow to love him.
Right, blimey. It's time we got to move on and watch it down the aisle. Are you ready, Jane?
Let me at him.
I've stifled my passion for too long. I can't wait to get him alone and do all manner of rude things.
Remember to talc up and use Vicks vapor rub. That's all the advice I can give you. Now, come on.
Oh, look, Buffy. Doesn't she look to die for? Look how she glides down the aisle. She is walking slower, faster, slower, faster. She's walking slower, faster, much faster up the aisle. It's a very long aisle. She's really going for it in that dress. Yes, a bit slower. Oh, she's here.
Oh, Dr. Driscoll, I thought I'd never get to you.
Yes, it seems your sister's wooden leg kept getting caught in your enormous but pretty dress. My dear, shall we commence, my love? I'm just dying to woo you. I could just squeeze you to death.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to join these two men in wedded bliss.
Excuse me, Your Holiness. I think you'll find that Miss Tarpley is a lady.
Oh, please forgive me. Bunty Jane, Stiff, funny, clitoris, Tarp Pauly to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
You must be desperate.
Pardon?
I said you must be delighted.
I need to borrow someone else's. I haven't got the third page. I am.
And do you, Bunty Jane, Stiffany, clitoris, Tarp Pauly, take the Dr. Douglas Dallas, Xerox Nutella, Sandyman, Felony Driscoll to be your lawful wedded husband as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Then, by the power vested in me by the Welsh parish of, I now pronounce you.
Dr. Driscoll, I do believe our vicar has fallen headfirst into the font with a knife right up the.
Fucking hell, right up the rectory.
Yes, I mean, no.
Milk it.
Yes, well, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm just fuddling around for. I mean, no. Yeah, I can confirm the vicar is dead.
I do believe he has been. Murdered.
Join us next time as we find out who killed the vicar. Was it Clarissa, secretly jealous of her sister's love for a rubber-gloved, wielding mad scientist? Or could it have been Bofty, the ex-Billy Smart circus clown, who wanted Dr. Driscoll all to himself as his sex slave? Yes, getting secretly turned on. And we'll... Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll ever get to be entrothed and have some sexy time? Probably not. Tune in next time for another Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Murder Mystery!
Fabulous! Well done, guys! Keep your scripts as a souvenir. Oh. Bloody magnets chafe. Oh, am I still on?
Policeman's walking in.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, is there a problem?
Oh.
Cool.
Need
to go out to him now.
What now?
Right now. Oh, shit, okay. Apparently there's a scouser in the car park. There's some problems. We need to go now.
Okay.
Do you know what we should do?
What should we do?
Shall we phone Bernard?
I nearly got some.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
bum.
Now, I hope he's close by because he might have confused Ormskirk for Orkney. And the two are quite far apart.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Really, so we'll...
You like talking to Bernard, don't you, Mums?
Not really, no.
Very rude.
Charming.
Rude.
Anyway.
No, I do.
Oh, he's there! Come on, I'll give a round of applause. It's my old schoolmate, Bernard. Look at those moobs wobble. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what have you been up to then?
I've been listening to your podcast. It's been fantastic.
Oh, bless you.
Did you go on holiday? Did you go on a cruise or what?
Yes.
What happened there?
Yeah. Next week.
What? Really?
Where are you going?
Next Tuesday we leave.
Where?
Well, last time I spoke to Glenn, there was three choices, weren't there? There was...
Disney cruise.
Disney.
No, Disney. A cruise.
Beach. And a cruise. That's it. Yeah.
Or other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think what was winning was Disney.
Yeah.
So we're going on a cruise.
Yay!
So he's ignored the listeners.
Yeah, well, why brilliant cruise, yeah.
And we're also going to ask this question.
What's up, Bernard's bum? What's up, Bernard's bum? What's up, Bernard's bum? What's up, Bernard's bum?
Yeah!
Anything recently?
How long can we milk this for?
I'm not milking your ass.
Well, ah! Oh, my God. Gross. How do you milk an ass?
Funnily enough. Mary. Close my bum.
Mary.
Mary, how do you milk an ass?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Go on, Bernard.
Well, nothing's been up my bum, but I've done a bit of research.
Right.
Because I knew I was coming here today, so I thought I'd do a bit of research about what goes up people's arses. I cleared the internet history afterwards. Right, so there's one here. A student got a vibrator stuck up her arse.
What, the whole way?
Well, I don't know. Christ almighty.
He wasn't there. Unless he did it.
She had to go to hospital because her boyfriend couldn't get it out. What do you think he tried to get it out with?
Oh, that's a guessing game. What do you try and get out?
Oh! What?
Sink plunger. Pliers?
Sink plunger is the best
sink
one,
yeah.
That
is a good... What?
Oh, who said tongs?
I was going to say tongs.
Oh, yeah, that's close enough. Barbecue tongs.
Yes, quite a few of us, yes.
Wow.
I would choose that. If Carl got a vibrator stuck up his bum, I would use it. I would do that.
Are you speaking from experience?
I'm a children's author, you know.
Good answer.
I love this next line. I've got to read it as it prints
off. Get my mother to read it. It's hilarious. Oh. Go on.
Well, she has been very open about it.
Stop there. I think that's a great thing. Yeah, she's been very open about it because she wants people not to delay in getting ailments like hers to be seen to. So that's the first one I researched.
Oh, you were continuing from the first one?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is still the barbecue tongs one.
Right, yeah. God.
So what other examples of stuff shoved up people's arses have you got?
This worse. A farmer had to tell doctors at the University of Mississippi Medical Center that he had a bottle stuck up his arse.
A bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, they get it! Yes!
The 72-year-old... I'm laughing because I'm reading ahead. The 72-year-old used a nearby dumping ground to have a proper dump. But when his wooden leg snapped, he fell backwards in a bottle and went right up his arse. His wooden leg snapped.
You couldn't write it, could you?
It's off the internet, so it's got to be true.
Yeah.
It's got to be true.
Yeah.
This is another one. There's thousands of these, but I've only brought five. A 19 centimetre long aubergine, so 19 centimetre. Was stuffed inside another person. The patient was also suffering with a 4 centimetre collection of fluid and gas, according to the case study.
That's not good,
is it?
An aubergine.
No. And I thought this one was an urban myth. I've heard this one before. A Georgia lawyer was apparently showering with his mobile phone. When he slipped,
The
phone went right up his arse.
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he slipped.
I mean, no.
No.
This is, I'll make this the last one. There's a few more, but I'll make this the last one because this is absolutely out there. A 50-year-old ended up in A&E in Hong Kong with suspected peritonitis. But an X-ray showed the shadow of... What do you think?
Buzz Lightyear. I've seen it with my own freaking eyes.
You know what? I've seen that X-ray. Someone else shoved the Buzz Lightyear up their
ass. Oh, my God, I put it on my Twitter account. Its wings was fecking open as well.
Was it Buzz Lightyear?
Buzz Lightyear.
It wasn't Buzz Lightyear, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Sorry,
I'm sorry, Bernard, what was it? But they're not true, are they? Well, I don't know. Yes, they are.
I'm going to interrupt you again because I'm a bugger for it. There one, because I know somebody that works in A&E. One woman came into A&E, I'm not kidding, with a gear stick still intact. And the fire brigade had cut it off.
Oh, no!
Yeah, she still had it. Yeah. And there's no sad joke. There's no fourth gear, third gear, no reverse. No, nothing involved in it. Look at my mother's face.
Oh. Well, I had a joke about reverse parking.
Yeah, I knew you would. So I'm stopping it right there. But that's how sad it is. And she walked in with a gear stick hanging between her legs.
Was it still attached to the car, though?
Sorry, Bernard. Carry on.
So go on, what was it for us?
Jesus, this is ruined now. But apparently it was an eel.
An eel?
An eel. Oh. And the pain was actually caused by the eel biting on his colon.
Oh, my God. That's not funny. That's just really weird and sick.
He later admitted that he put it up there to help his constipation.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's the excuses that I find absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
I slipped over, Your Honour. I just slipped and my trousers happened to fall down and I just happened to slip on the garden gnome outside. Slip and fall. They all say they slipped and fell, but they didn't really.
Well, I used to work with a girl that her dad was the GP. And the weirdest story he had was a guy came to A&E with an orange up his arse, and he said exactly the same.
Slipped and fell on an orange?
Accidentally fell over, and there he went.
Well, how do you get an orange or a Buzz Lightyear?
Where does it come from? I'm sure somebody said Tesco's.
Sorry, Mum, what were you saying?
How?
Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the Buzz Lightyear, did it go in... before the wings came out.
Like a ship in a bottle.
Yeah, but how?
Yeah.
Sorry?
To infinity and
beyond. Seriously though, if you were, I'm going to shove Buzz Lightyear up there, would you?
You'd have to get your hand up to press the button.
Maybe it was an alien, maybe it was E.T. with an extra long finger that was managed to click it.
I don't understand it.
I can hear E.T. now going, I'll be right here.
Fantastic, Bernard.
Bernard.
Big round of applause for Bernard.
Bernard.
Get the fuck off of me, you bastard.
Oh, dear.
I tell you what.
Oh, my God.
I think Reg is due to come out.
Sorry, Bernard.
No one would believe that in the last few years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets, and yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly, and surely, they drew their plans against us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Reg Corker!
Aren't you the fucking lucky ones? Yeah, I had a bit of a mishap in the car park. It's all sorted now. I kicked him in the balls.
Hi, mate!
Hi!
Fuck off. This is my fucking bit of the show. You've had yours. You ginger-headed, fake fucking red-headed bitch. You're fucking up there. No, your hair's not fucking red, is it? I bet your cuffs don't match your fucking...
What?
Colour.
Pardon?
What was that, Ned? Do you mean my cuffs? Collar and cuffs?
I said, you dirty cow. I bet your cuffs don't match your fucking collar.
Speaking of cuffs, look at those.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, sorry. I'll get those off later. And you, Mr. fucking radio man, shut it.
Shall
this
we?
Is my fucking time. Right, start recording now.
Okay.
We are
shut
recording.
The fuck up and
we're
start
recording.
Right. Okay. I'll start. When I get down to one, just cheer like you've never fucking cheered before. 3, 2, 1, record.
Yay!
Thank you. Bless you all. Every single one of you. I love you all. I'd like to love some of you a little bit more than others. Have any of you got dogs? Okay. I don't know why I asked that. Right. This is fucking serious.
Do you want someone to hold your microphone? Do you need any assistance?
Shut the fuck up. Why is it when I do my fucking magic, you, with your fucking magnet minge, fucking start messing around?
She's only trying to help, Raj.
I'm just trying to help
you. Well, leave your fucking self alone. Look at your fingering. You're just fingering. It's like your fucking third eye slipped way down.
Are you going to let him get away with that?
No,
it still looks like he's winking.
It
certainly seems. Right, these are ancient. Hang on 1 second. What are they called again?
Divining rods.
Oh, that's it. I start recording again. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. These are ancient divining rods.
Reg, those are coat hangers.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking really? This is going to show you how stupid you really are.
Okay.
Coat hangers came from these ancient dividing rods. Are they dividing or divining?
Divining.
Okay. They came from these ancient divining rods.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they saw the idea you could hang your clothes when you straightened them out. So they used them.
Every day's a school day.
Thick fucker. No wonder he's on the radio. No one listens to it. Right. Now, these are called skank detectors.
Disgusting.
Now, first off, I'm going to need someone to hold my mic. Oh, fuck. Skank one. Okay. What's your name, love?
Mary.
Don't take over. Just give us your fucking name.
Mary.
Okay, that's enough. Fucking never go with me. Hold that. Right.
You need to get the microphone close to his mouth. That's right. I'm just saying, Reg.
You get turned on by this. You dirty, dirty, dirty girl.
I'm just trying to help you, Reg.
And who's it? What's she fucking looking at?
He's pointing to my
she's
mother
fucking
and
looking
Agnes.
At... Get her with the fucking haircut. Well, non-haircut. It looks like a seagull's done a big shit. It does. You're a witch. Right, okay. Start recording again, Glenn.
Oh, start recording.
3, 2, 1. Right, bless you. Bless you, young lady.
Just for our overseas and people that are listening to the podcast, Reg is wearing a beautiful suit, a leopard skin undershirt and a lovely jacket there with love and light on each arm and glitter everywhere. And also the sandals with socks is a fabulous. And the socks and sandals, the sandals have come with glitter, actually.
Yeah. I noticed none of you actually pointed at this. You blind fucks. This is my new jacket. It's nicer than that, isn't it? The way these wear.
is the first thing is going to go to a skank. But a skanky man. Now the trouble is here, I can get my fucking lights punched out. So I'm going to try and not get someone too fucking big. Fuck, there's some big lads in here, isn't there? Fuck. Who out there is opposed to violence? Oh, shit. As I was saying, the first thing these are gonna do is pick up a skanky woman. What are they again? Dividing.
Right,
these are divvy sticks. Nice. It's the spirit of the divvy sticks. I'm going to give someone a reading after this as well, so don't think. Oh, fuck. I think my right hand's having a fucking seizure. My left hand can't keep up.
That right arm's had plenty of practice, hasn't it?
Yeah. Only on you in a toilet.
You wish.
And just to let you know, you should wash that fucking thing. Just because we like doing it in toilets doesn't mean we like dead. Okay, right. Start recording in 3, 2, 1.
We're recording. Oh,
it's coming. It's going over here. Hold on. Skank! Oh, skank! Fucking skank.
Do you want to stand up? Stand up stand so that we can see you. Skanky lady. That would be great.
Everybody point to the skank. Okay.
Everybody's point to the skanky lady! Yay!
You can sit the fuck down now. Thank you, young lady. Bless you. Love you. Bless you. Bless you. Stand the fuck up. Did I say sit down? Okay. I'm getting skank. Okay. I'm getting lots of cock. Does that mean anything to you? No, no. I think you're lying. Hold on, hold on. Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to have to contact Spammy. Spammy. What do you mean, who? Spammy. He's so fucking disgusted in you. He doesn't want to come out. Okay. Can I just say one thing? Next time you go out, try to go home without having sex. It's fucking disgusting. Sit the fuck down. Fucking disgusting with you. Right, okay. I'm going to contact Spammy. Can you take these ancient divvy things?
Oh, be careful.
The divvy sticks have now landed on.
Dirty cow.
Yes, the JJ.
Okay, I'm going to contact someone and give you a lead. I need you to. You're allowed to touch me. Okay, spare me. Come over me, spare me. I need. Will you shut the fuck up laughing? I need to contact my spirit guide. Okay, spare me. I can see you. Come to me, spare me. You're in the distance. Spare me. Spam! Oh, there you are. I can see you. I can see you. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Come closer, Spam. Oh, Spam. Come over me, Spam. Oh, Spam, you're so warm with your sticky goodness. Your spiritual sticky goodness. That's it, Spam. Can you give me a read for this lovely, lovely, lovely lady in front of me? Okay, okay. It's great. Smash it. Okay. He's... Okay, Spam, shut the fuck up, Spam, for a second. I'm trying to get an airway in. Okay. dirty fuckers. I've seen a horse. And someone with the name of Henry. Can you take that? Fuck, that's a face. Okay. And I'm getting America. America. Does that mean anything to you? Good, I'm glad. I'm glad you got that. I'm getting Italy. Italy. Italy? Italy? Does that mean you have a connection? Yes, you have. You have? Yes, you have. Yeah, you have. That's great. I'm glad I'm getting spot on. Now, what I'm getting is, do you know someone called Gloria? Gloria. 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 Oh, hang on. No, Ria. Glory. And there's a whole of it. What, the whole of glory? The whole of glory. Does this mean anything to your whole? It's your, it must be a religious thing because I've got you on your knees. And it's like you, it's like a spiritual rapture. Like you're speaking in tongues. Is that right? Glory. Oh, the glory to the whole. Is that right? That's something. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're getting this. And,
who's...
There's a dustman in your life, isn't there? Isn't there? You can fucking nod your head if you like, love. He's not hit me yet, so I'm fucking great. There's a dustman in your life, isn't there? He goes through your stuff. He knows all your dirty secrets. It's on the internet, you just need to know where to find it. Okay, okay, okay. How many STDs do you have?
What did he say?
Sorry.
Oh.
You've got lots. I just needed to know. The herpes. That's horrible, herpes. I've had that. I got it from holding somebody's hand. Okay. Now, the reading I've given you, would you say it's been accurate?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes!
Yes! Right. Now, I'm going to have to go now, but I know you've all enjoyed me being here more than anyone else, because I'm just fucking great, and I am the world's... Oh, fucking shit.
Oh, my God! The policeman's come back in and he's thrown Reg to the floor. He's got his knee in his back.
No fucking way to treat that celebrity.
His hand from fucking Reg Corker.
I need him in the fucking
Reg
world.
Reg having both hands tied behind his back. And he's now lifting him off the floor. Reg is handcuffed with his hands behind his back. The police officer is frog marching him out.
I caught the fucking hall.
Wow.
Fucking shit.
Reg Corker,
everybody! That was amazing.
A little bit worrying with the police.
Well, yeah, that's not our problem though, is it?
No, it isn't. Oh, my. You all right, Mary? You look a little bit... Because you had to help escort the policeman. Well, what an amazing podcast. I'm a little bit worried. Are you all right, mothers? You're very quiet and burners.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think to Reg's little reading there?
Why, just disgusting.
Are you all right?
Yeah, Reg, have you seen... Did Reg come in?
He came and gave a couple of people some readings, and then the policeman found him again and marched him off.
He's just in a police car. He's gone. He's just driving in a circle.
That's yeah.
Well, he's got one tyre smaller than the other. Yeah. Was Reg good?
He was
spot on? Did he do a reading for people? Was he spot on?
This lady here, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you can take that. You've got to get on the internet and just say, yeah, because he's the greatest, according to him.
The world's best psychic.
Britain's best love. Yeah. Spiritual media, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Well, we've roughly come to an end of the podcast this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I do have you. Would you come back and see another one?
Yay!
Well, we're thinking about Christmas time. What do you think?
Is that too soon?
No! Possibly ending with the disco. I'm thinking, I like this, getting on that Reg in his disco gear would be. I think we should end with the disco for Christmas celebration.
I've got a few other thank yous to do as well. Thank you to Jenny and Reese for helping us check everybody in,
Jenny,
as well. And doing around, getting his drinks from the bar as well. A special thank you to James Goth as well, who has been looking after all the audio tonight as well. So thank you, James. And Michelle as well for looking after James. Yeah. Or Jim Bob, as we're now going to call him as well. They've done a great job and helped us out. And Dan, of course, Dan Gwynn. Thank you most importantly to each and every one of you for going out of your way and downloading the podcast and listening to it. So we thank you. So thank you. So thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you again very soon.
Sometimes you need to take control to make a difference. That's why with FlexPath from Capella University, you're in control. Set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move at a pace that works for you. Discover a different way forward at capella.edu.
When you look into Discover Student Loans, what you see might surprise you. We can help cover your college costs, don't charge you fees, and give you cash rewards for good grades. Ready to apply? Visit discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.